Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, I just want to give you guys the countdown. We're less than 20 minutes away from love letters to Kelly, and Kelly's going to solve so many love problems. And beat the bank, less than 30 minutes away from you winning up to $1,000. But right now, let's talk some movies.
Yeah. Love to.
Right? Okay. Let's see what's coming out in the theaters this weekend and see if it's something we want to spend money on. And to do that, Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes is here to save the day. Like a true Katniss.
Save our day, Gray.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
What's
good.
Up?
Hi, Gray.
Well, it's time for the final installment of The Hunger Games. Are you guys ready?
Jenna and I got to watch it.
Oh my God! Why don't you do the review? What'd you think?
Because I'm not as good at reviewing as you are.
But Ray, what did you think?
We loved it.
I thought it was excellent.
I'm speaking for both of us. We loved it. There was one moment where JC was like, he had his arms around his head. He was leaning forward. It was so intense. We were looking at each other like, wow, this was really good.
I jumped twice.
into Jenna's arms.
No.
No, I just looked
far.
At him like, you all right, man?
Yeah. You mad, bro?
I enjoyed the movie as much as you guys did, and I also think that it makes the first movie look like a comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was heavy.
Wow. Super intense.
Yeah, like we've really come a long way with this series, and I think that fans are going to love it. It's even easy to pick up on if you haven't seen any of the other films. These are just good movies. So I think that it's a very fitting way to say goodbye to everyone. Yes, in fact, it does end 18 times like Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares? Because we've spent 4 movies with these people, and we love them, and we're sorry that we've had to say goodbye to the characters. And, boy, the ones that survive, they are lucky.
Right?
So somebody does survive. That's good to know.
Yeah, people survive, of course.
Okay, good.
Someone, but if you've read the books, you know the shocking deaths that are going to occur in this movie that I will not spoil for you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you
anyway,
definitely go, oh no,
oh.
A lot.
Yeah.
It is. It's a lot of oh no, and so I think everybody's going to love this one. And once again, what better way to spend the weekend before Thanksgiving? Getting away from your family and watching extreme violence.
That is true. Like, and it is pretty extreme.
So that's going to be the big one. That's going to be the biggest one of the weekend for sure. But there's other stuff coming out, including a lesser known film called The Secret in Their Eyes.
Which one's this?
Is this the Julia Roberts one?
Correct.
No, I can't. I'm out.
Why?
Because the little girl dies, and I just can't.
Spoiler alert.
No, it's in the preview.
That's the premise. Oh, okay. I know, Gray. This kind of looks like Eye for an Eye, that movie with Sally Field, right?
Right. A little bit. Absolutely. And, you know, it's actually based on a 2010 Argentinian film that was very well received. And now it gets an American remake with Julia Roberts and Nicole Kidman and Chiwetel Ejiofor from the... Oh,
12
my
Years
God.
A Slave.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I was like, 4 years a slave? That's not enough years.
Way more than that, Gray.
Yeah,
not enough years.
Any year is too much, Gray.
Any year, yeah. Yeah. How is this movie, Gray?
Well, I unfortunately haven't seen this one just yet, but the advance word is in, and it is really, it's holding up to the original version, which is rare to say. And Julia Roberts is exceptional. They're trying to figure out, like you guys have said, and is in the trailer, murders of young girls. And the movie is full of twists and turns. It is a very dark thriller. And once again, happy Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah. I just, when you see the preview of her, I think it's a dumpster she jumps into and picks up her body, the daughter's lifeless body. I cannot.
But she is a detective, and it makes it look like the guy gets away, and then she makes it like her goal to track him down to kill him or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So actually, Kelly, you might love this movie because I don't know what the ending is, but something tells me that ain't nobody gonna mess with Julia Roberts' baby.
No way.
Might have to skip it, Gray. I just don't know if I can stomach it at the holidays.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. What you will be able to stomach, however, is The Night Before.
Oh, yes.
Which
one's
this
one?
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I will affectionately refer to as Joe Gore Love, and Anthony Mackie. And Anthony Mackie was just in Love the Coopers, so he's all over Christmas this year, which mm-hmm. I love.
He wins Christmas.
Good for him.
Thank God this movie is so much better than Love the Cooper.
Oh, is it good? I was worried. I'm so glad.
It is directed by a guy named Jonathan Levine, who worked with Seth Rogen and Joe Gorlev on a movie called 50-50.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also made a film called Warm Bodies, and I love this dude's movies. And so the premise of The Night Before is that Joe Gorlev's parents passed away a long time ago, and two of his friends always spend Christmas Eve with him.
Yeah.
And as they get older and they have families of their own, it becomes harder to do. And so this is their one last hurrah before they become true adults. And it's a real barn burner. Seth Rogen, to me, is the real centerpiece of this movie because I think the physical comedy that he has at every step of this movie has whispers of Steve Martin in All of Me. Remember that movie?
That's a big compliment.
Yeah, I think it's a great performance. And although the movie is predictable, and we've seen this storyline before in most ways, it's really Seth Rogen, for me, that made the movie sweet and hilarious, and it does have a really good ending. So, P.S. guys. Mm. Miley Cyrus is involved.
Oh.
Wait, I heard Kanye West was as well.
So listen to me. There's so many people going in making this movie great, but this is just simple math, y'all. Miley Cyrus plus Christmas sweaters equals amazing.
Okay. You sold me, Gray.
There you go. So now you have it. So it's actually a great weekend for movies going into the holiday weekend. So you have a lot of work to do, guys. Go do it.
A lot of doom and gloom and then a little hilarity.
Exactly. Doom and gloom and hilarity, the name of my autobiography.
Gray Drake, RottenTomatoes.com if you want to find out maybe some movies that are out there and see past reviews.
Yeah.
That's good, too. So thank you so much, Gray.
Thanks, Gray.
You got it.
All right, it's time to get into Love Letters to Kelly, where Kelly gives you the greatest advice for relationships. Mm-hmm. Like last week, what was it, Kelly?
Oh, my gosh, what was that? Something about if you set something free, it's yours.
Love.
Wait, no.
No.
Set it free, and if it doesn't come back, that's not good. But if it comes back, that's great.
Yeah, more great advice like that coming up next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Yep.
Yeah, Big Al MacBook is dieting again.
Was it a Chris sandwich?
No, it was close. It was bacon, egg, and cheese on wheat.
I knew it was a sandwich.
With a touch.
You smell the bread.
Oh, delicious.
A touch of grape jelly.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's on my diet plan. Mm-hmm.
Of course it is.
I told you I'm going on a diet that first year.
You said you're going to go on a diet like 2 weeks ago.
Seriously.
After Wednesday.
He's doing one of his bets. That's the only thing that works for him.
Go to bet.
Oh, okay.
Five guys, maybe more.
Yeah.
$200 a piece, buy-in.
$200 it's a percentage
per
of body fat, right?
Whoever
right.
loses the most body fat percentage.
Whoever loses the most percentage of your body fat, exactly.
Where are you going to get this done?
We'll all go to the same gym and get our BMI done by the same person with the same instrument.
Okay.
And so it's five guys. Might have more. But with $1,000 on the line, cash money. I told you I needed motivation, Kelly.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll do it.
Like the competition part.
I do.
Will you come work out with me?
No.
But that's not the same. You don't have any weight to lose. There's no competition.
No, I just want to work out with him.
No,
you can work out with him, but you just can't.
Yeah,
I'll
work out. Whatever. That's
come
fine.
Box.
I need a buddy.
I might do a little bit of everything.
Come box.
It's a 6-week competition, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
All right,
Al.
Got that done.
We got Beat the Bank coming up in less than 10 minutes. Make sure you have that phone handy because we will be asking you to call so you can win some money. And we got a really, really cool last minute kids reveal we did.
Oh, cool.
Last week. We'll play that back for you. I know it's late. We usually do them way earlier, but. You know, sometimes we do a little surprise here and there.
Something.
And I also have a poll going. Should we call boy Justin Bieber fans bro-liebers or boy-liebers?
I like bro-liebers.
Bro-liebers is pretty cool. That's winning right now. Yeah.
Yeah, boy makes you sound very, very young.
Bro-liebers. It's almost,
I noticed that after
and it's
I said
already
it.
Like bro-country. So yeah. Bro is kind of more.
Bro-liebers. Yeah, it's like cool.
Yeah.
You could go vote if you want, Kelly. And then we'll officially make
where
it.
Where am I voting?
How many guys? Twitter. How many guys have voted on this? Not girls.
All girls.
I can't tell if it's guys or girls.
Sure you can.
All girls.
How can I tell? I can't tell.
We're just telling you it's all girls.
Yeah, it's all girls.
There's dudes coming forward and saying, not ashamed. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Let's go.
Kelly, you got your thinking cap on?
Yes.
Did we get the whirly bird from White Cheddar?
That's yeah, cute. I was okay. trying to subtly
It's a cute thinking cap,
to keep it moving? Okay, here we
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 22, dating this girl for a while, but that came to an end when I graduated. The other day, she came over to talk about stuff and said one of her friends told her that she should date this other guy she goes to school with. Mm. She said the only thing holding her back is me.
Right.
Oh.
I told her, fine. Then go talk to that other guy. All I want for you is to be happy. She left because she said that she couldn't believe I said that. Mm-hmm. Later that week, she sent me a text saying, but I was happy with you. Kelly, what should I do? I do want something real with her, but what is the point if I'm holding her back? Steve.
She was telling you that so you'd say, so you'd beg her to stay.
Yeah.
She was giving you the chance to tell her how much you were crazy about her and how much you love her or whatever. She was setting the stage and hoping you'd be jealous enough, which you were jealous. You got upset, but you reacted differently than she had hoped. So now she's giving you another chance.
Uh-huh.
Women give men the chance to be the man.
Yeah.
And men don't take it. She wants you to claim her. She wants you to claim her.
Like the movies, right?
So if you want her, claim her. Quit playing these games. That's what's so frustrating as a girl. We're like, we're giving you the opportunity to say,
don't go with him. You're mine.
Right.
Yeah. And he's not doing it.
The equivalent of the lady throwing down the hanky.
Exactly. We're giving you the chance to pick up her hanky.
We're supposed to pick it up, fellas. Pick up the hanky. Hashtag that.
Gosh.
Pick up the hanky.
She doesn't want the other guy.
It's pretty clear.
Or just be confused.
We're stupid,
because men
Kelly.
Say how difficult we are. We're trying to let you pursue us.
We're not smart creatures when it comes to you.
Man.
Y'all know how stupid we are, but we're not stupid enough to know that y'all know how stupid we are.
Right.
You got to spell it out for them.
You got to literally write it out and do a PowerPoint.
She wants you back.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Go claim her.
Pick up the hanky,
Beat
dog.
Your Camera. Chest and everything.
Pick up the hanky. Me, hanky.
That's your woman.
Ugh, hanky.
So frustrating. I'm sorry,
22. Kelly. I know,
If he can figure this out at 22, there's hope.
Love letters.
He won't, though.
Love letters to Kelly.
I don't think we ever figure it out.
No.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I heard you on the radio talking to Matthew Hussey about being expressive in your relationship.
Okay.
I'm not a very expressive person. I tell my boyfriend I love him, but my boyfriend constantly needs reassurance. Randomly, he asks, do you still love me?
Oh, that's so annoying.
I'm the kind of person that I hear what I have to say, and I don't need you to repeat it. When he tells me he loves me, I believe him. What's your advice on how to deal with someone who always needs validation sincerely, emotionally secure?
Well, he's not emotionally secure, and I've been the emotionally insecure person. And when that happens, I love you, and I question, do you think I'm pretty?
Yeah.
Do you think? And it's like that makes the person who is secure really
annoyed.
Look at you differently because you now become annoying and nagging. And I'm guilty of it because I was not secure.
But it's like a bottomless pit.
So it's the bottomless pit. You are with an insecure person. And that person needs to be constantly reassured. Now, if you have the energy to do that, great. But if it's not something you want to do, if you don't feel like validating, they're not getting enough feedback from you to feel secure in the relationship.
That's it.
So it's just an imbalance of.
And you're smart today, Kelly. I got to hand it to you. You're smart. You're on point.
Your advice.
Thanks.
You're on point today. You're on point today.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what, but I'm just saying it's got to be something if you're willing to put up with it. If not, then it's not a good match.
There you go.
Boom.
Boom.
Love letters.
Pick up the hanky.
Love letters to Kelly.
What you got, Al?
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been married for 10 plus years now, and she's 19 weeks pregnant. We've only done laundry once since then. I ask her when would be a good time to do more laundry. She tells me she's pregnant. I know that. She doesn't feel like it. Well, I'm starting to feel a little abandoned. Just wondering if this dry spell is going to get worse once the baby gets here. If so, I'm willing to pay child support and get the hell out.
Oh, gosh. She's only 19 weeks old.
Please help me out, the confused and abused one.
You're not abused. I tell you, I don't know. Every woman's different.
Don't they go through phases? Like
some
you're
women
grossed
go
out
through,
and then you just are like dying.
Some women like start wanting it all the time.
All the time.
Some women are afraid of hurting the baby. Some women, I cannot tell you because no two women are alike when it comes to pregnancy and the hormonal experience. So I would hope you don't abandon her right now. That would not be a very classy thing to do.
No, don't do that, though.
I would try romancing her. doing sweet gestures for her and showing her a romantic side of you that maybe you have not been displaying to her. You just come home, hey,
amen. I picked up the hanky. Let's do it.
Let's joust.
Let's do this. Well, women, maybe she needs a little romancing and maybe needs you to understand that she's pregnant, maybe feels kind of yucky, and maybe she's not used to her body changing. If women are really into their physical shape and suddenly their bodies are out of their control, it can really do a number on them. She doesn't feel sexy right now.
Yeah.
You need to remind her how sexy you find her. And romance her. Don't demand she perform for you, but convince her that she wants to.
Which one were you, Kelly, when you were pregnant?
I, you know, my pregnancy was different, so, well, I can't really.
Afterwards. I mean, you know.
Were you wanting it?
Want more or want less?
Which is an honest question.
I can't answer honestly because you know I can't.
Okay.
But thank you for putting me on the spot.
Oh, it's just a question we were asking. We like to see
what your needs are. What your needs were.
Yeah, I can't relate.
It's our poll. Sorry.
What about right now? Want more or want less?
I want it all the time.
Yeah. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, you got a quick one?
Yeah. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Over the summer, I was able to get to know a very special person during an internship. I knew her on a professional and intimate level. She told me she really did like me, but God had given her the desire not to be in a relationship.
Okay.
At one point, she told me she had fallen for me. She is still very special to me. What should I do? Thank you, Reed.
Well, Reed, you got to let God win that one. When a girl throws God out, she is shutting the door down.
Yeah, you can't go against God.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
When she pulls out the God card.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
God told me not to be with you.
That's it.
Sorry about you.
No, what you going to do?
That's it.
God wins.
What argument are you going to
win? You going to convince her that she and God are not on the same page as God?
No. No. But God told me that to keep trying.
No, that's not true. You know that's not true. You're just saying that.
I'm
speaking for him.
Yeah.
But God told me to keep trying.
If you want
to
hang on, you got to hang on.
No, he asked me and not God. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, God wins.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
When a girl's telling you that when she brings in the religious thing, that's it.
Hashtag God wins. And pick up the hanky.
Make her miss you.
That's love letters to Kelly.
Yes, it is.
You can go to kidnation.com and write us. You can even text your love letter to us.
800-5. Well, we'll give you the number later.
Yeah, we'll give you the number later. But it's the same number we have.
Yeah.
And we're about to give you that phone number because it is time to play Beat the Bank, round one.
There you go.
Of two rounds that we play every single morning where you can win up to $1,000. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Kelly Raspberry?
I'm stuck on 23 lately. I don't know why.
23? We'll do 23 and we'll play Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ornaments, wreath for the dough, real or fake Christmas tree, the Home Depot. Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank.
Beat the bank endorsed by Home Depot now?
You know what? I get in where you fit in.
You always get it
I'm
in.
I'm wearing my orange shirt.
Yeah, you are.
In honor of the Home Depot. I'm talking about wearing orange. I have an orange car, I have an orange shirt. It's all because of Home Depot.
You go there every Friday? Like around every day, every Friday around 3:30. I can see Al's picture be good.
Yeah, that's what I do, man.
Tabitha Richmond, congratulations. You're caller number
23. Hi.
Hi.
What's up, Tabitha?
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
What are you up to right now, Tabitha?
I actually am. I was on my way to take my kids to school, and I'm going to be a little late for that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Blame it on the train.
Blame it on the train.
Can you hear the train in the
background?
Yeah, we heard it.
I grew up next to the train.
Uh-huh.
And a ditch.
How old are the kids, Tabitha?
Oh, no. I have a 12, 10, 7, he'll be 8 in 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks, and then a 3-year-old.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be you're going to drop off everybody,
you
right?
You need some Christmas money.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And
a few other things.
Yeah, low babysitter.
All
that good stuff.
Diapers.
Spa day.
Uh-huh. No diapers.
No diapers.
All right.
With four of them, you learn to get that done quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get those potties going.
That's right.
Tabitha, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way, all right? Now,
okay.
When you hear the highest amount you think it's going to go for that turn, you make sure you yell stop for us. Your highest amount today is $1,000. Even if he says that, yeah. You still got to yell stop. If you don't and the door closes on you, you get nothing.
Okay.
And that's not what we want for you, especially after learning you have all those kids.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, Tabitha, would you like to ask Al how he's feeling?
I would.
Of course you would.
How are you feeling today?
Tabitha, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah?
I felt good yesterday, and actually it went up really high.
The first time.
And I'm feeling...
Yes, I did. I heard that one.
I'm feeling fairly good today as well, Tabitha.
Oh, good.
So,
I'm feeling well too.
I don't know anything, so use your own judgment.
Yes.
All right. Well, we won't hold you up anymore because I know you got to get the kids to school, Tabitha. So let's get ready to play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$170. $220. $250. $340. $410. $590.
Stop.
Oh, I heard you.
Stop.
When you're on the plane.
It was like, stop.
And if I got to 500, I would stop.
There you go.
Well, you got $590,
that was
Tabitha.
The softest stop I think I ever stopped.
Stop.
It's almost like you wanted to go an extra round, but you're like, no, I'll just take the money.
I did. I thought about it, but I was like, oh my gosh, I have four kids. So.
Aw. Well, let's find out how high it actually goes for this turn, Tabitha. You already got your money. Don't worry about what the door does because you got $590. This is for fun.
Yes, sir.
Stop.
$700.
That's how Al thought it was going to go.
Well, Al guessed this round. Does it shut right there? Yes, it does.
Wow.
Al, Max. Now,
wow.
People are going to think you know now, Al.
I nailed it.
You nailed it.
Wow.
And Tabitha, you played it right. I mean, it only had one more turn, and then it closed. So.
Nice
you
job.
You got to go buy a lottery ticket, Al.
Nice job, right? Right. And don't forget.
It
don't forget.
Awesome. I felt very confident about what I chose.
You know what? That's what you wanted to do. You did it.
You
so
did
congratulations.
It. Yeah, you took our money.
Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you, Tabitha. Get those kids to school. Enjoy your $590. Hold on. We'll get you all set up with that. And don't forget, tomorrow, what is it, Al?
10,000 Thursday.
What does that mean?
More money, more money, more money. That means each time we play tomorrow, it could go up as high as $5,000 each time. We play twice. $10,000 Thursday. You get it?
Boom. We get it, Al.
All right.
And now Al said we play twice, and we play twice every day. We'll play again in less than an hour. Your shot at winning up to $1,000 today. And tomorrow,
in addition to 10,000 Thursday,
yeah, we're
leaving for kids.
Yes, we are. Rachel Platten's actually going to join us on Friday around this time.
The girl that sings this song right here. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She's going on the Kids trip with us this year, so she'll be on with us on Friday around this time.
Cool.
And Kelly, I believe you got a letter from one of our former Kids.
Yes, we always love keeping in touch with some of the families from the past. And Beth Skelly wrote and said, just wanted to thank y'all again for our trip. Lord knows we needed it. Just recently, Blaze, their kid,
yeah,
had to have brain surgery because they found a tumor that was causing blank seizures and swelling on his brain.
Oh, scary.
So thankfully, he made it through the surgery unharmed. Y'all will never know how much this trip meant to us. A break from reality has helped us get through these hard times. Please keep him in your thoughts. Doctors also found he has significant damage leading to one of his kidneys, and he has to visit a clinic every 3 months to monitor other spots they've found. So please keep doing what you're doing because it's definitely noticed and appreciated. We are forever grateful.
See, Kid Nation, your money definitely does help these families. Now, we want to introduce you to some of the kids going on this year's trip because we're going to be talking about them quite a bit. We're doing the show from Disney World on Friday and on Monday.
It's a great thing about this trip, this charity. You get to hear the results of you donating $10, $20, $30, whatever it is. You get to hear about it all right here on the radio.
Right. Who do you have, Al?
I have Shadiamond.
Shadiamond? Tell us about Shadiamond.
I will. Shadiamond, well, first of all, she's 9 years old, and she has brain cancer. Mm-hmm. and do not get on Shadiamon's bad side.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Because Shadiamon has her goals set at being a lawyer when she grows up.
And all right.
And she will get you. All right. She's been counting down the days until she can meet Tiara from The Princess and the Frog and ride the Haunted Mansion. Throughout all of her treatments and surgeries, she has managed to maintain straight A's
in
school.
Wow.
So, look forward to seeing you, Shadiamon.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a little court bit with her.
Yep, right?
See what she got. Jenna, who do you have?
I have Luis.
Luis, shout out.
Luis is 10, and he has morosin deficient congenital muscular dystrophy. Luis is excited to go out of state and to fly on an airplane. A lot of these kids have never been on a plane before, so that's a fun ride. His favorite Disney character is Lightning McQueen because he drives really fast. And Luis doesn't let being in a wheelchair slow him down. He has plans on being valedictorian of his high school.
Nice.
Wow.
Valedictorian.
We got a lawyer, valedictorian.
I couldn't even spell valedictorian. I don't know if I can spell it now.
Smart.
Man. This might be the smartest bunch.
Right?
Now, we did something different because we do kids reveals.
That's right.
Months before we announce, right? Because we want to get them on tape and we just want to surprise people to let them know that this trip is.
Yeah, that's when we go to the house.
It's happening, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we did one last week.
Okay.
On Friday.
And how did, but the family knew?
Yeah, so the family knew. Aubrey Warren is 7 years old. Her parents waited until Friday to tell her and her two brothers that they were going to go to Disney World on the kids trip this year. Now, they didn't know exactly how to tell them.
Okay.
So a couple of teachers at Hughes Elementary, that's where they go, they had the idea to do it in front of the entire school.
Oh.
Yeah. So I decided to go out there with them and share the good news. And before the gym was full of students, I talked to Aubrey's parents, Nathan and Brittany.
Her name's Aubrey, and she has CP. It's been a struggle. It's been hard.
They told me she'd probably never talk. She would never walk on her own. She'd probably have to be on, like, a breathing tube, and we would just need medical care.
Okay, well, let's go down the checklist. Is she breathing on her own?
Yes, she is.
Is she talking?
Absolutely.
Too much, some would say?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the last couple of years have been pretty tough for you guys, I heard. Why so?
We almost lost her about a year and a half ago.
Like, how close did the doctor say she was?
We almost didn't make it to the hospital with her. And we didn't realize it at the time until we got there.
And you feel helpless as a parent?
Yes, sir. Yeah, because you can't really do much to...
Just drive her to the hospital?
Yes.
That is so scary.
Yes, sir.
And you have two other kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
What are their names?
Briar and Jason.
How old are they?
9 and 5.
So tell me about the last family vacation you guys went on.
We haven't been on one.
No.
Never.
Never.
And I also want you to tell me about the moment you found out you were selected to go on the trip.
I was excited.
I cried. He sent me a picture of the letter, and I was in the car. I just got off work, and I was sitting there, and I started ugly crying to the point where a bicycle cop came up and knocked on the window and was like, hey, are you okay?
And you told him, yeah, I'm going to Disney World. And he's like, okay, she's weird.
I don't even think I made it out that far. He's just like, okay, so you're good, and then he rode off. So.
And you guys have this happy moment, and you didn't tell Aubrey.
No.
It was hard to keep a secret, too. I've almost slipped. Couple times, bit my tongue, but yeah, we can't wait to surprise her. Honestly, it'd be a trip of a lifetime, and
yeah, we're gonna do it in front of the whole school, so it's gonna be super awesome. Are you guys excited? You're out of class right now. You guys, don't say that in front of your principal. What are you guys doing? We have something really, really, really special planned for today. But before we do that, how would you guys like to watch a video?
Take me to a place where all my dreams come true. 'Cause everybody knows I've got a dream or two.
For over 20 years, Kids Kids has provided children who suffer from chronic and terminal illnesses with an unforgettable adventure to the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Thanks to Kid Nation, we raise enough money to send 50 children and their entire families on this all-expenses-paid, fun-filled vacation. We cover the cost of the hotel, the park passes, the meals, even the snacks, transportation, souvenirs as well. Plus, Southwest Airlines provides an entire plane to fly us there.
While on the trip, Kids Kids get to meet their favorite Disney characters. They jump in front of the line on all the rides, eat the best food, and most importantly, they make lifelong friends.
And for many families, this trip is a rare opportunity to leave behind the hospitals and treatment centers and to share laughter and fun in a magical environment. Children from all over have been chosen for this incredible trip, including one of our very own right here at Hughes Elementary.
You guys want to find out who's going on this trip? I do too, and I would love to meet this person. So as soon as I announce your name, please come up here. Aubrey Warren.
I hope you're watching Kid TV.
And even better, guess what? Your mom and dad are here. And Elsa's here. Now, what? I know Aubrey has two brothers, so Briar and Jason, you guys get to go on the trip as well. The whole family's going. Is there anybody you want to thank in the last few years that have helped you a lot with your daughter?
Yes, definitely Miss West, Miss Hollis, Miss Fisher, all the sped. Everyone here has been really awesome, and I know we've been through some rough times with Aubrey, and we just appreciate all you do to accommodate her. Thank you so much for everything you do.
If you guys could come up here and tell your family, Miss West. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Again, congratulations to Aubrey and her family. Now, principal.
I don't know how to hand it back to the principal.
That's great.
Back
that's
to class.
Principal, what are we doing?
Principal.
It's nice that Elsa showed up, too.
Right? Yeah, Elsa was there. Mom and Dad showed up. Brothers, both brothers go to the school.
I love their little faces when we tell them or when they see things. It's so fun just to watch their faces when we experience stuff because it's so magical.
Yeah, if you have a chance today, go to KidNation.com. We'll post the video because Aubrey legitimately looks around and goes, is there another Aubrey Warren here?
Me?
Is it me?
Aww.
Aubrey?
Awesome.
And also, thank you to all the staff at Hughes Elementary for buying Kids shirts and showing their support. I don't know if you noticed in the video, they're all wearing Kids shirts.
Yep.
The shirts are on sale right now, and all the money raised is going to Kids. You can buy them at KidNation.com. It's KIDDNation.com. And if you want to keep up with us on the trip, we're leaving tomorrow. Follow at KidsKids on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also go to KidsKids.com. And I can't wait to show you guys these kids.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Are you coming to the tree?
I feel like I'm in a cool club right now.
Too cool for me.
It's too cool for me. That's Jennifer Lawrence right there. The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2 is going to hit theaters this weekend. And we actually got to sit down and chat with Wes Chatham and Evan Ross. They're in the movie. And we'll play that interview tomorrow around this time.
Okay, cool.
But Josh Hutcherson has been doing the rounds because they're all doing the rounds. That's why they came in to talk about the movie.
Yeah.
And we know that they're asked the same questions over and over again. And Josh Hutcherson, he plays PETA in The Hunger Games. He told Jimmy Kimmel that he's just about done with the massive amount of Hunger Games interviews.
Well, we had four movies, so that's four press tours, roughly seven cities, like seven press junkets. And that's the thing, like, these interviews are fun, you know, they're good. But when you have to sit down in a room for, like, 6 hours straight and they ask you the same question over and over again,
right,
it's monotonous and it's crazy. And so I literally think that it's like you had, like, 70 of those interviews in each city, so 60... Carry the one.
Seven,
four.
Every
I think about 1,680
four-minute interviews. Yeah.
Approximately.
Wow. And you watch them, and they're actually very nice in these interviews. And you got to realize that they've done that many hours of sitting there and being asked the same question.
Hey, that's Josh. It's part of it, you know?
Yeah. Now, Josh started out acting at an early age, so he went to homeschool. But that means he didn't get to be a part of normal high school traditions.
I went to a homeschool prom.
You did, really?
In Kentucky.
Whoa, no, you didn't.
You can't even imagine.
Was it in someone's house?
No. It was in a church.
Really?
Yeah, and it wasn't like a religious based prom.
They just used the church.
Like, we're gonna use the church as like the hosting.
And was this the first time you'd seen other children?
First time I socially interacted with them, yes.
Wow.
And it was more awkward than you can ever dream of. I'm not bad at homeschooling. Like, I got a good education and everything, but...
Did you ask someone to the homeschool prom?
Or? I did. Yeah, my girlfriend at the time, I asked her.
Oh,
and
I see.
And she was like, oh, I got to go with my weird boyfriend to this weird homeschool prom in this weird church in a small town in Kentucky.
Oh, my goodness. You poor baby. Yeah. I had no idea you were going through all this.
That's something else.
You know, my nieces and nephews were homeschooled for many years, and my niece went to a homeschool prom. They had 1,000 kids show up at this thing.
Wow.
He was in a small town.
Yeah.
So if you get in the right city, there's groups, because once kids get a certain age, their parents can't teach them biology and all this stuff, so they go to these special classes. So, I mean, homeschooling, make fun all you want, but, I mean, it's becoming much more organized.
But the dynamic, theoretically, you're thinking homeschool, so you're not going to know any of the other kids.
Right.
So you're going to this big function that's a social, but you don't know anybody.
But they have homeschool sport leagues.
They do.
So the homeschool kids get together to play sports. They want them to have activities.
And sometimes they let you play at the local high school. We had a homeschool kid that was on our team.
It's not like it used to be back at 20, 30 years ago when you were homeschooled. You were it.
Right.
Well, more and more people are doing it now.
If you're doing all the school stuff and you're doing your activities at a school, then what's the advantage to being homeschooled?
You still control the environment. You know, you control what the kids are learning, what they're being taught. Maybe it's a religious education you want for them. Hmm. Not as much peer pressure.
There won't be any bullying unless your dad's really awful.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
And then all the stuff that's happening in schools, people think about homeschooling a lot more than they used to.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then plus if a child has medical needs. Yeah.
You're right there for them.
Might be easier just to homeschool them.
Yep. But most actors that we've had in studio end up being homeschooled. That's what I've noticed.
Well, when they start so young. Yeah, that was their only option.
But Mockingjay, I'm telling you, I'm not like one of those diehard fans of the Hunger Games. And I watched it, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I know we just talked about it to Gray Drake. It was so good.
It was good. It was really good.
And don't worry if you didn't watch the last two or the last one.
Or any of them?
Or any. Yeah, I mean,
I haven't seen any of them.
I would say sit down and watch one.
Yeah, but it catches you up pretty well.
The first one, yeah.
Maybe I'll go see this one. Maybe I will.
You figure out what's going on and why it's happening.
Yeah. I mean,
they do a good job, right? Something like
you need to see the first. You need to see the first one so then you get who's bad, what's going on.
Don't they eat people or something?
No, they don't eat people.
No.
They kill each other.
Yeah. They put kids up against each other from different districts.
And then they kill them and eat them.
No.
They try to kill them. They don't eat them.
Yeah. And then there's booby traps everywhere in the first one.
This one's intense.
Yeah.
It's very intense.
If they're not going to eat them, why do they call it hunger?
Because they're living in a period of time where there's like nothing in a lot of these districts. So that's why Katniss has the bow and arrow.
Okay. Yeah.
She's the good hunter for food.
All right. She's good at archery.
That's her skill.
Well, who gets eaten though?
No, I didn't see anybody getting eaten.
No.
Who's hungry?
Who's hungry?
I'd eat you, Al.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. I got dark meat.
He wants to know who's getting eaten, and he's been eating a lot. He would taste like bacon. I'd eat him.
I would probably take Al over anybody in this room.
Who would you take?
You are very well seasoned lately. You've been putting a lot of fat in.
Yeah.
Because you're planning. I'm not trying to be mean. You're planning ahead for your big weight loss in January.
Mm-hmm.
A smart man would get as fat as possible before embarking.
Sure.
Parts would taste like bacon. He eats a lot of salmon and drinks a lot of vodka, so it'd be like ceviche.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, did you say a fat man would what?
I didn't say that. If you're going to do a weight loss competition and there's money involved, it would be wise to get as fat as you possibly can before the competition starts.
Because some of the guys are bigger than. In fact,
what is the percentage? You guys are going on percentage, not
with
the
amount. Have you been putting body butter on?
No, I haven't. Around this time of year, Kelly is very smart. Every year for Christmas, she gives me like six little containers for my
birthday. Every year for your birthday.
For body butter.
And it usually runs out.
Runs out. Like right now, I'm on probably the last one. And it's amazing. I know she didn't plan it like
That's crazy.
It's amazing that I run out. I'm not even lying.
Around Christmas.
I normally keep one here. I don't have any. I normally keep one in my car. Don't have any. I've got one at home.
Well, I might need to add you a couple more so you can keep them in the home and office.
You don't want dry skin out.
You got it timed pretty well.
Wow.
I'll be honest with you.
Because I've had my body butter in my car for like 2 years or three.
2 or 3 years?
You use it regularly like Al.
No, dog. No. I'm black. I get ashy. I get dry skin. I can't even walk around ashy.
So right now, you probably taste like sweet potato pie and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
if we were to eat.
A Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie.
I feel weird telling him to lotion up, though.
Sweet potato pie with candied bacon on top. That would be really good.
Oh, that'd be so good. Yeah. What would you taste like, Kelly?
Well, chicken and cabbage.
Yeah! That's all Kelly's been eating.
Lately. I love it.
It looks weird when you're eating it. You're eating it right now?
I'm eating it right
I haven't started
now.
Eating it yet, but I will right now. Oh, boy.
It looks like albino lettuce.
We know what JC would taste like, a boiled egg and
I have not been eating boiled eggs because you guys scared me from eating them. I would probably taste like.
How do we scare you?
I'd eat, like, because you guys.
You offended make, our nasal passages.
Yeah,
with
your nostrils
stuff.
Ruined my eggs. But I would probably taste like Chipotle.
I love Chipotle.
Wow.
Yeah, I ain't afraid.
Okay. Jenna would taste like a bar of some sort.
No, I don't eat bars. You don't want to eat me right now because I did the green juice cleanse.
Oh, yeah. And it tastes like beets.
And I eat a lot of Pirate's Booty. So
I love Pirate's Booty. Which one's your favorite flavor, though?
The regular, the original.
Have you had the veggie?
I only like the original.
I can't. Not eat the entire bag of veggie booty.
I ate the entire bag, Kelly. And I'm not talking about the small bag.
Jenna,
talking like the one that has a resealable
the whole thing. I eat the family size. Ow. I eat the whole thing.
Me too.
If you're in a binge mode, let me tell you, girls.
It's so good.
If you're in a binge mode and you like, you could eat an entire bag of potato chips,
eat
you'll get a bag
booty.
Of Pirate's Booty because the whole bag is only like, I mean, it's still not great. It's like 500 calories or something. But you're eating a whole bag.
It's so
big.
Good.
Is it potato chips?
No,
no, they're like popcorn.
Movies.
Popcorn
like
that
popcorn.
Doesn't taste like popcorn. It's like air with cheese, white
veggie.
Cheese.
Oh, it's so
the veggies are good.
Kelly, I crushed a whole bag in one sitting.
That's why I don't get it, because I eat the whole bag, and it's not cheap.
You've never eaten Pirate Booty out?
I've never heard of Pirate's Booty.
I'll get you some Pirate Booty.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
expensive. I didn't even heard of it.
It is so good.
You know what? I'll bring a bag on the plane.
Okay. Yeah, you should, because it's healthy.
Pirate booty on the plane.
You can text the show, by the way. Our phone number is 800-543-3548. That's what you text to.
Yep.
This is from Love Letters to Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Some hashtags were created. Hashtag, God picked up her hanky. That's because Kelly told the guy, pick up her hanky.
Pick up the hanky.
That was two different letters. Yeah. They just combined them into one.
Combined them. Or hashtag, Jesus juke.
Jesus,
what does that
juke?
Mean?
Juke out Jesus.
Oh, she's
that's
trying to,
the girl that was trying to, she told him, God spoke to me.
Yeah, trying to fake him out.
Yeah, fake him out.
Oh.
Okay.
That she misspelled juice. Jesus juice.
They wanted to know, did Al ever get his Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie?
I did get two. We all got one from a lady by the name of Kim, and then another lady listener from Kid Nation named Tammy brought two for my mom. And I was supposed to get five more yesterday for my mom, and the lady thought that I said, don't bring any more, so she didn't bring them. And so she's going to bring them today.
Okay.
It's real good.
It is so good. Al, what's your... That's the Patti LaBelle guy. That's how good it is.
What's my what?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
This is from the poll that's taking place on Twitter right now. Okay. The most popular poll.
What is this
yours?
Poll? What's the question?
It's trending.
What's the question?
It's what should you call boy Justin Bieber fans? Do you call them boy Liebers or bro Liebers?
I think we call him JC because you're the only one.
No, I am not the only one. You're a liar. There's plenty of dude.
Yeah.
If you listen to the album, you would be a fan.
I'm a fan, but I don't need a name. But go ahead.
The text said, you should call male Justin Bieber fans Brobers, plural, or Brober.
No, I like Bro
Liebers. Bro
Lieber. Yeah,
I do too. This one's right here. It's from a dude, from Walter.
All right.
I'm 25, and I'm a bro liver.
Bro liver.
He misspelled it, but he gets it.
Okay.
You can still vote on the poll. We have like 23 hours left. And then after that, it's going to be set.
Okay. 23 hours. Oh, boy.
23 hours.
You do like nicknames.
I do.
BSer? I'm
a BSer.
Blake Shelton fan club?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, JC takes the Justin Bieber love to a whole nother level.
Because we've known him forever. That's like a little brother.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not hating.
The feminists are not happy, though.
The what?
A couple girls are saying, why do they need to be called bro Liebers when we could just be called believers altogether?
Exactly.
Hashtag equality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you're the minority in this. You've been to a Justin Bieber concert. It's 99.9999% girls.
Sure.
I'd
go with more 91% girls.
No.
Yeah?
I'll defer to you. I've never been to a Justin Bieber concert.
I can't believe you guys are arguing. Okay.
I haven't either.
I have no grounds. I've never been to a Justin Bieber concert.
I haven't either because I've been out of town every time.
Because you're a grown man with no little girls.
Yeah, Al, I have a little girl.
Your girl has not been to a Justin Bieber concert.
She's a big fan.
She wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup.
Oh, you put Justin Bieber in front of my daughter, Chloe. She'll pick him out in
she
a
would
second.
Have no idea.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Call the show. Play the game. Win some cash. Be on your way.
Just like that.
So simple.
So simple.
Welcome to the show, Valletta Edmondson.
Woo! Shout out.
Right?
Woo! What up, Valletta?
There she is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I take it you're not at work, because I don't think you'd be screaming like that if you're in the office.
No, I had to pull over. I was driving on my way to work, and I was about to pass out in the car. I was like, oh, my goodness, let me pull over.
I know that's right. What kind of work do you do, Valetta?
Oh, my goodness. I handle insurance claims.
Uh-huh.
You should scream like that when you're paying somebody's claim. Scream just like that.
You get all your money. So are you single, married, in a relationship? What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. I'm married. I have a great husband. I have two boys, a 16-year-old and 11-year-old. And we listen to your show every morning.
Yay.
And my 11-year-old is going to just freak out when he finds out that, oh, my goodness, we finally got in. But he's not here because we just dropped him off at school.
Oh, man. He was probably there with you the first round we played, huh? He would have gotten to be there.
What does he want? What does he want for Christmas?
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday. Uh-huh. Yeah, what do the kids want for Christmas this year? What's the hot toy? Do you know?
You know what? A Kindle. You know, that's what they want, and that's what I'm going to get them. If we win the money today, yay.
Yeah, they want to read. I like that.
All right. Okay.
Well, Valetta, Big Al Mac, will let you know how we play the game. We already know. You probably know, but we still got to tell you.
And here's Kelly. I just ate an almond. Sorry.
Oh, here's Kelly to tell you how we play the game.
Okay, I'm sure you've heard.
I don't want to stop midway.
You know, we got to tell you, just to make sure you're clear, we're going to put you in the vault with the banker, and he's going to start growling dollar amounts at you.
Mm-hmm.
It could go all the way up to $1,000, but we never know when the bank vault's going to close. So you need to yell stop when you think it's about to close, and you get the last dollar amount called. Even if it goes up to $1,000, you still have to yell stop. But if it closes before you say that, I'm afraid you're getting nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't want that, Valetta, because I could tell you're going to scream so loud if you win money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to hear you scream again.
That's what we want to hear. All right, Valetta. Big Al Mac would like to let you know how he's feeling, because he's on a roll today.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, how do you feel, Big Al?
Valetta, be careful. I feel kind of good. I feel kind of good, but not really good. But I want you to win so bad, Valetta. But I don't know anything. It could be $100. It could be $1,000. I know nothing. But I feel kind of good. But be careful. Okay. All right.
Be careful. Lord, please be safe.
Please be safe.
Wow.
All right, Valetta.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't understand how to feel. I guess we just got to find out right here.
Yes.
Let's get ready to play.
Beat the bank.
Good luck, Valetta.
Thanks.
80.
Yikes.
150. 240. 330. 470.
Stop.
$470.
Al, you scared her.
Kelly, I had $550 down as my guess.
That's your guess, Al?
That's my guess.
Al scared her.
All right, Valetta, you got $470. What you going to do with that money, girlfriend?
I think we know. She's going to buy some Kindles.
Yeah. Going to buy some Kindles for the kids.
Perfect.
All right, just for fun, let's see how high it actually goes this round, okay?
Okay.
You already got your money. Don't worry about that.
$520. 530. 560. 640.
Oh, you were wrong, Al.
Well, I mean,
close.
810.
Oh, no. Is it going all the way?
Wow.
30, she got about half of it.
She's happy. Valetta's happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, Valetta.
I'm happy. I love all of y'all. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and enjoy the rest of the week, Valetta. You got $470. Hold on. We'll get you all set up.
To your kids, we said hello, okay?
Definitely.
All right.
And don't forget, tomorrow, big day.
Big day today. Tomorrow.
10,000 Thursdays tomorrow. Not today.
Big day. Yeah. I mean tomorrow.
Next time, you can win up to $5,000 when it's your turn to play Beat the Bank.
Exactly. So next time we play, we're going to have at least...
Imagine a hollering.
$1,000. At least, right?
Yeah. Mm,
we hope.
I hope. If it goes up to $5,000.
The door doesn't close.
I'm really excited, so I'm just going to go ahead and tease this, because next week I heard we're going to talk to Glenn Powell. You may not recognize the name, but he's on one of my favorite shows right now, Scream Queens.
Mm. Oh, okay.
He plays the best.
He plays Chad.
Ever.
Oh,
Chad.
He plays the mean frat guy?
Well, Jenna, he's not mean. He's just
mean.
I don't know.
Condescending.
I'm just saying for reference. He's so mean. Funny.
He's DB-ish, as everybody is on the show. But he is so funny on the show. They're like calling him the next big thing.
I love him.
His monologues are so funny.
Really?
That. Okay. And so he's going to be on with us on Tuesday.
I saw like that much of Scream Queen last night.
Oh, so good.
With Joe, wasn't Joe?
Was Nick Jonas was
Nick
back.
Jonas.
Yeah,
and
Nick Jonas was back.
So you found that? Did y'all know he was one of the devils before now, or you just thought he was?
So the first episode, if you haven't been keeping up, spoiler alert.
But
the first episode, he was killed off, air quotes.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the episode, they pull him. You see them pull his body out of the freezer
at the morgue. Yeah.
At the morgue, and then he takes off the. He had like a slit throat. He takes that off. So it was makeup. And then you're like, oh, okay, Nick Jonas, you're one of the bad guys.
Okay.
And then you don't see him until basically this week. Okay. He made an
and
appearance
we find
last
out
week.
There are two Red Devils, which he was one of them.
Right. Okay.
It is so well written.
And apparently there were twins.
There were twins.
Twin babies. And he was apparently one of the twins.
Because
we shouldn't talk about it. For number one, majority of people don't know what we're talking about.
They should.
And number two, we're spoiling it for people who haven't seen it yet.
Please watch Scream Queens. It's so fun.
There's only three episodes left, maybe?
Yeah, three more. Mm-hmm. And then we'll find out who... Okay. I don't know what they're going to do for the second season, though. Do they change cast?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Ryan Murphy's. He's done that before, where he keeps the cast and changes the story.
But it's so... They keep it so mysterious. Like, it's so well written. All the characters are hilarious. I'm all about Scream Queens.
I love it.
But we'll talk to Glenn Powell next Tuesday.
Yay.
On the show.
Chad.
And catch up with Scream Queens. That way you could listen in on the conversation and know what we're talking about.
Binge watch it.
Last night, best episode of all time for Scream Queens.
Really?
For Scream Queens.
It kind of slowed down in the middle, and now it's picking up steam because they're coming to the
good.
End.
It's getting so good.
I saw 6 minutes of the best episode of all time.
You sure did. Wow. Congratulations.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.